we're seeing a major shift in how photographers work and how mobile products integrate into their experience. And so this is another turning point or inflection point in the photography industry where I want to see Adobe go ahead and solve some of this fragmentation and create, again, a seamless solution instead of just a desktop tool. And so what we want to do is move beyond just the desktop and kind of create a photography experience for you that's connected to all your devices. And once we do that, once we unlock it from your desktop, I think the possibilities are really unbounded. We could go to the web, we could go to different devices, we could go to set-top boxes on TVs. Once we unlock that photography from your desktop, the possibilities are really endless, and it's a really exciting moment for me. So to that end, our first step on this new journey is to introduce Lightroom Mobile. What we're doing is introducing an iOS app for iPad that lets you basically take some core essentials of Lightroom on the go. But it's always connected back to your desktop, so you always think of one environment for your photography that just works with itself instead of having to publish to one place and then re-import from another place. It's just one set of images. We're talking about, you know, three categories of functionality. Photographers have been looking to us for organizational tools to help manage our digital photography. They've been looking to us for image enhancements or image editing tools. And they also look to us for image sharing capabilities, so publishing to Facebook or web galleries or even just back to the traditional photographic print. So those three kind of categories, organization, editing, and sharing, have been distilled down to something just essential for the mobile environment.